Thursday night, Chodesh Halavos, Sharakniya, or Liyud Beis Tamos, or Yud Gimel, whatever it is. You do the math. Tuesday is Shavosa B'Tamos. Okay, we're in Perek Asiri. I saw something. I want to talk a little, and maybe it'll take up the Hushi. I doubt it. I want to give an example. We're talking about various emotions about Kaniya, what would bring a person to have Kaniya. And he thinks this, and he thinks that, and maybe it doesn't seem so real. So I saw something today which was very real, and it stuck in my mind. It was a little incongruous, maybe. But then if you learn Shara Kaniya, you can understand it, and I thought I would share it with you. Everybody knows what happened in Borough Park, right? So there was an ad in the Hamodia, in the American Hamodia. In the American Hamodia, there was an ad from the family to the police department and the FBI, they said, which was involved, they said. So it said like this, it said, "We are humbled and thankful to the police department and all the koiches they put into this, and the Mesiras Nefesh, etc., etc." And it was signed the family. So it struck me that the word humbled is out of place. I mean, you're thankful, that's, yeah, and you're thankful. Like, so you see, and that's what we're learning about. If someone does something for me, and this is the way the mindset is supposed to work, and it struck me as incongruous, the word humbled. But then I realized that's what we're learning about. If someone does for me, and my attitude is that I don't deserve it, I have no claim that it should happen. You know, you had the whole police department, mamish, thousands and thousands of people to look for one child, a family, nothing special about them. It wasn't the president of the United States, it wasn't the mayor of the city, it was some person. And they mobilized the whole force and everything. So you're humbled. You feel like Yaakov says, "Katonti mikol achasadim." It's taka a true emotion to feel that you're humbled because, like, why should they do this for me? What am I? Mechitesi. Why should they give over all their resources and everything? Like, who am I? Why should I don't deserve it. It's not coming to me. I don't feel entitled to this. So this is mamish what we're learning. I realize that that's, I don't know who wrote the ad for them. It was mamish a very good choice of words. That's taka, you feel humbled. You feel like small. Like, why is all this being done for me? I don't deserve it. It's not coming to me. What am I already that all this should be done? So you multiply that by a million, and you talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and yourself. So this is Kaniya. This is what we're learning about. That when you think about that we don't have any sense of entitlement to anything, and everything we have is a matnas Hashem, so then ultimately, and Hashem is so great, and He's marshaling all His forces of the universe, so to speak, to provide me with what I need, so that should lead to Kaniya. To a feeling of humility, and like you're embarrassed, like why is all this being done for little old me? So that was a good limud I had today, and it made more real what we're learning about. We're in the very last Perek Asiri, where he talks about the benefits of it, and someone mentioned last night, and you're very right, that it overlaps really into Bitachon. When he talks about the benefits of Kaniya, there's an overlap, but there's no reason why not. It's a different child. It can have the same benefits, no kasha, and it really is the same, you know, at the root of it all, it's the same type of emotion where you realize that everything is being done for you by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the benefits, three benefits in Olam Hazeh, and there are six benefits, three in Olam Hazeh, three in Olam Haba, which is a strange statement, because you know, Olam Haba is Olam Haba. What some three benefits? We said your kniya is a midah you're supposed to have, so you'll get your schar for having it. So that's a benefit. You know, what else is there? So we'll see. So we'll start again from the last line on page Reish Yud Aleph, Perek Asiri of Sharachniyam. Asher Binyoni Olam Azeh. Number one is Yisameach Bechelko. Yisameach Bechelko, because you don't feel a sense of entitlement. You don't feel, I should have a bigger house, I should have a nicer house, I should have a nicer car, I should have more things, I should have a higher salary, I really should this, I really should that. Because you're like, Kenia, I shouldn't have anything. I shouldn't be alive. I shouldn't exist. Hastapkus beparnasoso. Kimi, we're on the top of Reshut Beis now. Kimi, shenichnasa bol zchichos hadas, v'hagaiva, lo yaspik ha'olam b'meshayesh b'luchal kolaso. Very cute phrase of the Chayvus Halvavus. Nothing is going to be enough for him. The world doesn't have enough stuff to give him how much he thinks he should have. Machmas Godel Shifusov, his what he feels he wants, the Ham Ito, and his denigrating, and his he makes it small. Mashin is Damanomi Menu. He denigrates what he has, he's not Machshavit. Big deal. Right? And then you say to someone, so someone complains that let's say someone lost their job. So it's very serious to lose your job. I'm not minimizing it. I certainly don't want to lose mine, except for the shul that I'll handle that. I'll handle that fine. But then you go to the person and you say, yeah, but look what you still have. So then he doesn't want to hear from that. He's mamait what he has, because because his pride's been hurt. And I'm not saying it's gaiva to be depressed if you get fired from a job. It's not, it hurts. But I'm trying to explain what he's saying. But really, you're being mamayit what you do have, because you're focused on what you don't have. And if you would compare it sounds childish, but it's mamish the truth. If you would compare being able to see and being able to think and being able to talk and being able to go to the bathroom and being able to see, you compare that to the dollar going down to 3.4 when it used to be 3.5. So that's why he says, "V'ham ito mashin is damin lo mimenu." You have to really, to justify your feeling of rotsa mosayim, you have to be mama'et what you do have. V'chashayiyah onov, but if you have the kniya that he wants you to have, we've been through the whole parak, the whole shahr, lo yil anavsho erich be'enov, he doesn't feel any of any value, and again, he's talking vis-a-vis Hashem, he feels no value because he's worthless. There's nothing wrong with saying worthless when you're talking vis-a-vis Hashem, because you don't even deserve to exist. And that's what David HaMelech said, v'anochi sol la'as v'lo ish, so you're thrilled just to be here, you're thrilled just to exist. Umashin is damalo ba'olam, and whatever he gets, mistapik bolam izono v'chol trochav, he works things out. Ubekach yelo menuchas nefesh, so you have serenity. This is like a shar habitochon word for sure. Serenity v'leiv shokeit. V'yochal mashin is damalo, it's fine. V'yilbush matzah motzah, v'yishan heichon she'efshar. Wow, we don't think of that. You have a roof over your head, whatever it is. You have a small apartment, you have a small apartment. V'am'at ba'olam, even if he has to make do with a little, maspik lo, iman v'sanusa. So really, although the two have no shaykhis, this is giving us a very keen insight here. Because really there's no connection, you would think, between kaniya and mistapik b'muat, or sameach b'chelko. So he's saying, no, the mamash is. A person who's nichna, who has kniya, doesn't feel entitled to anything. So memela, he's happy with what he gets, and he's thankful, and he's grateful, and he's excited even. And he doesn't deserve anything. So, and then the balgaiva, the one who doesn't have kniya, so no matter what you give him, he wants more, because he deserves more, he should have more. The hageye, kula lo yamale trochov, you can't possibly fill his needs, his imagined needs. Legodel she'ifoso, for his desires. V'ga'avosobo, k'mo shomer achocham. Tzadik ochel l'sova nafsho, uvetin v'shoim is always techsor. V'hasheni, okay, that's number one. V'hasheni, benefit number two in olam hazeh. It's sort of the same, it's a little different. The first one was focused specifically on parnosa and having things. The second one is dealing with the ups and downs of life. There's many ups and downs, not always is it money and parnosa, although that's a major one. And he wasn't even talking about ups and downs in the first benefit. He was really just talking about being thankful and grateful and just being mistapik b'mu'an and tzumeach b'chelko. Now he talks about life is tough. Things happen in life. You have ups and downs. It doesn't always have to be tragedies. It could be difficulties. Yeah, with children, with relationships, if the move, it's no good where you are. I mean, you know, you say, what's Hashem doing to me? Why is Hashem doing this to me? Sha'on of Sovel be'ez chalos ha'pogoyim bo, when Chazal, you know, when things happen to him, not such good things. V'yishapech ha'matzuv negdo, so he sovel it. Again, there's no immediate logical connection between kaniya and accepting what happens to you. But the Chazal Vavah says, yes, there is. There very much is. Because the onov doesn't expect anything and has no demands, no expectations, no sense of entitlement to anything. So whatever happens, okay, that's my life. So I'll handle it. Machma shifluso v'risun, and he locks in. He confines she'ifosav. He doesn't expect anything. V'she'enu onov, gets mad and angry and tense and excited and resentful. Rav akas v'chasar savlonus beis pias habagoyim olov. Like an onov, a Baal Kniel gets stuck in traffic. He's stuck sitting there. So he's like, okay, you know, what do I expect? Like, you know. You'd think he's a pessimist, right? It would be a mistake, but you could think, learning the Chavit Halavas, that the Onav is an internal pessimist. Not a pessimist. He has no expectations. He's an optimist because he's Boteach Bashem. But he doesn't have any sense of entitlement. That's really what it boils down to. He doesn't feel entitled to anything. So whatever happens is what Hashem has mapped out for him. And it's not like, oh, it should have been this, it should have been that. It's not coming from anywhere. There's nowhere for that to grow, for that fungus to grow. But v'sheinu onov ravakas, he gets angry, impatient. V'chasar savlonus beis bias hapagoyim olav. Machmas chichus daita benafsho. Again, v'godol shifosav, he has big eyes. The east vias ritzono b'matzavo, he's never happy with his given situation. K'maimer al kosov al mishoyim b'matzav zeh, eich nafalto mishamayim helel ben shachar nigdato l'oretz cholesh al goyim. Ushlishi, number three, the third of olam hazeh, is she'onov yesh lochein b'enei b'nei odom. Again, no immediate connection. But if you think a little, you'll realize how right the Chavis Halavos is. That the Onov, people like him. V'ohuv aleihem. He finds favor in the eyes of people. They like him. They want to be his friend. He's not pompous towards them. Again, even if he doesn't feel superior to them, he doesn't act superior to them. Because he sees everything as a matnas Hashem. So he has this and they have that, and you know, once you view it as a matnas Hashem, like, there's no logic or rationale, it doesn't make sense to feel condescending or superior to another person. So they feel that, they detect that there's no pompousness, there's no condescension, there's no arrogance. Ulisnaikim and agosam. And he, you know, he'll be like everybody else. He doesn't feel entitled to anything special. For Amu Alechad Hamalochim, even one of the Chavis Halavos' apocryphal stories, a king, Kshakasher Hoya Mahalech, Hoya Chosh Bahalichoso. You would rush. Benisha Lasibus Adavar, Omar Kizayoser Rochog Menagaiva, Umihar Lemilo. Not sure what this means. We'll stop anyway. It's fine to stop.